Hey everybody, it's Isaiah. Welcome to Aux Code Approved. This is episode 5 reviewing Doja Cat's album Planet Her. This was actually recorded about 2 weeks ago, but the audio messed up a little bit, so it got pushed back 2 weeks. So if you hear us referencing anything in regards to like special guests or anything like that, this is actually referencing to the Hannah Chata podcast. So just to not throw anyone off, this is the last episode of our 2021 album review series. I'm so happy with the way everything turned out and the immense amount of support. So I want to just say thank you everyone for the crazy amount of love that you guys shown the show. I'm hoping that we can continue this 2022, but it's not guaranteed. So if you're enjoying this, please drop a review, retweet, post, just talk about it. But thank you so much for this crazy ride. I've had such a fun time with this. And thank you, Rob, again, for allowing me to talk about this. But without further ado, enjoy episode 5. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Aux Code Approved, the place that we live and breathe music. And I'm here today to talk about yet another fantastic artist. We are here to talk about Doja Cat, Miss Doja, specifically her album Planet Her that came out earlier this year. Fantastic piece of work. I have a good friend of mine, Josh Calhoun, here to talk about everything Doja Cat. Josh, how are you doing today?
Isaiah, I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about Doja. I love Doja, and Planet Her is a really good album, so I'm really excited to talk about it.
Absolutely. Like, it was actually a couple of years ago, I think maybe like 2018, where I first heard of Doja Cat. And it's just kind of crazy to see how big she's blown up since then, because she used to be super underground. But she's just like this huge mega superstar now. I think she's like the most streamed artist, even over like Drake and Lil Nas X and a lot of people right now. So it's very fun to see her thriving in the world of music. Before we even talk about Doja, let's talk about you for a little bit. What types of music do you listen to, Josh? What types of artists, anything? What have you been listening to?
Oh, wow. Unexpected question. Let me pull up my list. You think I know it by heart, right? So I actually put out my top 10 albums of the year. But I'll just talk about like some of the music I'm listening to now. I really, really like album that just came out, Still Over It. I think that's great. Some other artists I'm into, Minta Claro, Tinashe, Willow, as in Willow Smith, Serpent with Feet, love them. Japanese Breakfast, love Japanese Breakfast. They had a really good album this year. Mariah Carey, gotta mention the queen. and I wouldn't be Josh if I didn't mention Kacey Musgraves as well. So those are a few of my picks.
That's awesome. I know all throughout this entire process, before we were even like greenlit to be like a series, I know like I was always texting you. I was like, Josh, give me some album recommendations. Like, I love listening to new stuff. Josh is always the person I go to when I want to talk about music. So I'm just glad to have you on.
I got you.
So just to talk about Doja for a little bit, I mean, it's kind of hard to put her in a box. Like, I mean, yeah, she's a rapper. She's a female rapper. But honestly, she is really good at singing. You could also put her in like a pop category, I guess, a little bit, or indie. You could put her in a lot of different categories. I think she has so much range. And it's just fun to watch her thrive as like an artist. Like, I think originally a lot of people looked at her as like almost like a meme rapper. It's kind of funny to think about, because she did Moo. That song came out like 2018. That blew up. And a lot of people are like, are we serious? Like, are we really blowing this up? But it's like, yeah, because it was, I don't know, like just watching her, she's had a lot of projects come out before then. She was always there in the world of music. She was just waiting for her spot. And when she eventually got it, she rode with it. And she came out with like Juicy and Say So and a lot of her other songs. She has so many hits. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see where she's at in her career now, because she actually, on the 11th, the other day, she went on Instagram for the first time in a while. And like, she went on a huge rant. It's basically talking about how she hasn't really made music for fun in a while. She was like very stressed out about having doing press releases and photo shoots and everything. So, you know, it's kind of worrisome. I hope Doja's doing fine, because like I said, numbers wise, she's like the most streamed artist right now. How do you feel about that, Josh?
Yeah, for me, I think I never really put Doja in that meme category till now. And when I think about meme artists or people who kind of start off with a gag, I immediately think of like Cupcake. But Cupcake stayed in that lane and is still in that lane. Doja, you know, took her art a little more seriously. Not to say that Cupcake didn't, but she took that more seriously, took the numbers more seriously, and started perfecting her craft, I think, in that way. So I'd agree with you with Doja and how she, you know, she quite literally blew up. But at the same time, I didn't watch her live, and it does worry me that she says, like, she's not making music for fun, because how am I supposed to take this album? You know, if she's having fun making it, am I supposed to have fun listening to it if the person who's creating it's not having fun? So I hope she gets back to that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think I think there's some songs here that she genuinely enjoys performing, because she's on tour right now, and watching her do all these shows, she generally looks like she's having a fun time. But I think when she was saying stuff like that, it was really stemming from she just doesn't enjoy doing press releases or photo shoots when it's like not her creative vision or anything. You know, like, I think in the world of being a star, she's finally at that point where she needs to do all these press runs, like go on all these radio shows, do all these interviews. And she's like, this really isn't my thing. I just want to stay home and chill, play video games when I'm not doing music stuff. So, you know, it comes with the career. A lot of people aren't always prepared for that portion of the celebrity lifestyle once you get to it. But when it comes to like the accolades and all that stuff and the awards, you're going to start having to do some stuff like that you don't like. So hopefully this doesn't affect her as an artist, because I love her. Now, just to talk about her discography for a little bit. I mean, she has Planet Her. She has Hot Pink that came out in 2019. She also has Amala, which came out before she even blew up. And then she has like a couple fun little singles like Kiss Me More, which I think she included one Planet Her, actually. No, she didn't. So she has Kiss Me More. Oh, God.
Wait, Kiss Me More is on the album.
Oh, yeah, it is on it's on the last track. It's like,
on the regular one, it's the last track. On the deluxe, it's like the one right before the deluxe tracks.
Yeah. She has Kiss Me More. She has Best Friend. She has like Tia Tamara. She has Need to Know. She has a lot of fun songs. She honestly has a lot of concert songs, in my opinion. So, it's, you know, she has a lot of options. But let's talk about Planet Her for a little bit. So it's like 14 songs, 44 minutes. Not that long of an album, but honestly, I'm perfectly fine with the songs that she gave us. I think she gave us a concrete body of work. I think it's straightforward and to the point. Josh, to you, are there any songs that were really big standouts to you with this project?
Yeah. My favorite song, and one of her songs of the year actually, is Payday featuring Young Thug. That intro is beautiful. And that little, I looked it up one time. It's a bird that she has in a few of these songs that, like when I heard that for the first time, it was a little gag. I really love the song. The intro hooked me in. It's giving boss energy. She's telling the story about that, how she's the boss and, you know, she has the money, she's throwing the stacks, and it, you know, comes through the lyrics. Specifically, I think my favorite is, "And I'm bilingual, talking money conversations." And I thought that was just so clever. I don't know, I'm getting my life to it just thinking about it.
I remember I would see you on Twitter all the time talking about how you love Payday. Like, it's a cool song. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I fully feel about it. It's something. Like, it's something, but it's not bad. I don't think it's phenomenal. I just think it's okay. But, you know.
I get people if they don't like, I don't think anyone hates the song, but I can see why it's not a standout for most people. It's a very small club of us who really enjoy Payday, and I'm okay with that.
One of the songs on this album that I really also liked, Get Into It, that's a fun song. Now, is it like some like song that makes me think, no, I don't need that all the time. I like songs I can bop my head to and dance and vibe to. And she's fine. Like, I've always enjoyed Doja in this place where she makes songs where she's singing, and then she also displays that she can really rap as well. And I don't know, there's like a, obviously I'm feeling like a little bit of a Nicki kind of inspiration a little bit in some of these songs, and this is one of them too. And I mean, I don't know if this really signified anything, but even at the end of the song she was like, Nicki, I love you. So I'm like, I don't know that she was talking to Nicki Minaj, but I, you know, I liked it. I felt like when she was like baka baka baka, like I was like, Nicki.
It definitely was a Nicki inspired song, now that you put it that way, because like even listening to it, like the fast rapping she has and just the way she is going about the song, especially the chorus. The chorus is one of the most fun hooks I've seen in one of her songs. And you know, I play kickball. And our new kickball team name is Kick Into It. Yeah. after this song, we're doing this whole galaxy theme based off of Planet Her for the whole season. So I really like the song. I do like the line at the end. She's like, thank you, Nicki. I love you. Like, it's so, it's cute. And I also think that's important too, because oftentimes women are, you know, put against each other in the industry, but the women are actively fighting against that. Not even fighting against it. Just like, hey, it's not an issue. It's a, we can work together. We're friends. We can vibe. And that's what I really like about it. So.
Oh, absolutely. I think, within the world of rap, the female rap lane, first of all, it's gotten extremely huge within the last few years, because it used to just be for a while just Nicki Minaj, or like before that it was just like Lil' Kim or Missy Elliott. Like, there wasn't really a lot of female rappers out there. But now, fast forward to today, we have like Doja, we have Cardi, we got Megan, we
even City got Girls.
City Girls, we got Sweetie, we got, there's a lot more options. And I mean, even outside of like the mainstream, we also have like, you got Chica out there who's very slept on. You got Tierra Whack. There's a lot.
Runway. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, Rhapsody. So there's a lot of options now. And you know, it's fun to see, instead of women, I guess, fitting into this place where everyone tries to put them against each other, minus like what, like Cardi and Nicki. I mean, we're not going to get into that, but. But it's fun to see, specifically like Doja and Megan, they're willing to like work with a lot more female artists like SZA, Beyonce, Rihanna, and all that stuff. So it's very fun to just see all these collabs. And it's honestly, I just get hype when I do see like some alpha energy, like female rappers like collabing, because they always come out with hits. It feels like they're always come out crazy. So absolutely. I think the number one song as of right now on this album, it seems numbers wise, or at least one of the top songs is Woman. I think that's like the opener to this album. How did you feel about that?
So I actually watched the video before coming on, just so I get like a fresh perspective of the song. I think it's a great opener. It's called Planet Her, you know? So having a song called Woman and then going into Naked, like, It's setting the tone of the album. She's a woman. It's about woman empowerment. Even the video, like the choreo, Teyana Taylor in it. Like, it's just, it's a powerful song. It's just a really nice opener. And it's honestly, it could be a, you know, a feminine anthem if she really wanted to point it in that direction. And I think that's why she did release it as a single, because it's a single. The video came out about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. So I think that's why it's doing really good numbers-wise, because she's promoting it. So I think that's a good idea for her.
It felt like a Afrobeat type like vibe, too, when I first heard it. I just like the vibe that it gives off, you know. So she did a really good job with that one. I'm trying to think. What I mean, she has a couple features on here. So, I mean, she works with, like, Ariana, which is crazy to me, because I mean, Ariana's obviously already worked with her and Megan on that one song earlier, was last year, but like I said,
34
yes, but it just feels like I said, like Doja's career, it almost feels like it's moving out like two times the speed as like most people right now, because like literally 2 years ago she was like a complete nobody, which is like wild to me. So it's just fun to see, like, she has features from Ariana, she got Young Thug, she has JID, she has SZA, how the Weeknd. Is there The Weeknd, exactly. Are there any features that really like blew you away? I mean, I know you said that you love Payday with Young Thug, but are there any features that really like killed it in this album to you?
As much as I love Payday and Young Thug in the song, I would have to give my favorite feature probably to Ariana Grande. I love an Ari Doja track. And when I think of Doja and Ari, I don't even think of 3435. I think of Motive, which is the song right after 3435 on Positions. And I think about that collaboration and how Doja sounds on that. And on this track, I Don't Do Drugs, I think they find that perfect, you know, melody, who's going to sing what, how it's going to work. Because, you know, Doja's a singer and a rapper, so she can bounce back and forth to kind of fit the mode, the theme of what they want to do. And I think her and Ari do a great job in that song doing that.
Yeah, I think her and Ariana have a lot of like chemistry when it comes to song making. Like, I don't know if they sit in the same place, obviously, but it just feels very organic and they just bounce off each other very well. But creative minds think alike. How did you feel about Need to Know? Because that's also another one of my personal favorite songs of this album.
Need to Know, I think, is the strongest single that she's released so far. And I know that woman's doing great right now, but Need to Know, when it came out, I was like, oh, I was like, we had more, but now we have Need to Know. And it really, when you think of Planet Her, I'm thinking of like those sounds and how it would feel. And it wasn't until Need to Know came out that I was like, okay, this is an era. This is a theme and she's taking us there. So that's what I really think about Need to Know. I think it's strong. I think it's a fun song.
I mean, this is one of those songs that I can see why people are so confused of like what category to put Doja in. I think that she's almost uncategorized. Like, you hear the song, I hear this crazy rap verse, and then you hear her singing, and then I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, she's like also like producing like or helping with production with a lot of these songs as well. So it's like you can't really put her in like one box. I think she does a really good job here. I mean, it seems like the themes of a lot of these songs obviously are woman empowerment, but then this one's definitely this is definitely like a sex song in my opinion. A little bit, but like,
what's your size? That's the track divide. Daddy don't throw no curve. It's literally a sex song, and I love it. Yeah. I actually wrote down, I said, the best storytelling in her songs so far on the album, because it tells a story. It puts me in that mind of like, she wants to know like how good this is. Like, I heard about it. I heard it was good sex. I heard you, you know, slanging it around. So like, I want to know what it's about. And I think she captures it perfectly in the lyrics. So I think that it, to your point, it is hard to put her in a box because like, lyrics are good. The song sounds good. She's rapping and she's singing. Like, it's a good song. It's a good song. So.
Let me see. Another one of the better songs on here, it says, right now is actually streaming pretty decently, You Right, which I'm kind of actually like a little shocked about. How did you feel about You Right?
So I guess to talk more about like the storytelling too, I thought she captured that perfectly in this song. You know, Man, But I Want You. Like, it's it's perfect. Like, she's talking about how she has it. She has someone. It's perfect. It's working out. But then she sees them, and she's like, I want you. And it's a complicated thing I don't think we talk about in life in general. You know, how relationships are where, you know, can you have more than one person? That's what I was thinking about when I was listening to it. Like, is she exploring the themes of polyamory or open relationships? And that's what I got the most out of this song. And it was just great storytelling. I thought The Weeknd was beautiful on it. I think he fit the mode of the song. I think he fit the melody of the song. His ad-libbing in the second chorus, I thought was beautiful. The oh's, like, it was just, it was perfect. It's probably my second favorite feature. I'm knocking Payday down a couple of bit. it's a really good song, and The Weeknd does a really good job on it.
It's kind of interesting because two episodes ago, I did a review on Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, the Creator. And a big theme with that project was Tyler was talking about how, like, he basically speaks about falling in love with someone that it's already in a relationship. and then you hop over to Planet Her, and you got songs like this where it's like Doja's basically experimenting with like multiple partners or like wanting to like do stuff with other people. So it's like it's almost becoming like a norm, I think, with a lot of song selections with people. Would you agree with that?
I'd agree. And I don't even know if she's exploring those themes of polyamory or being in an open relationship. I think that's probably more open to interpretation. And I'm taking it as that, because that's what I would probably be going for. Like, look, like, we can date, but if I'm seeing somebody else, like, can we talk about it? Like, what's going on? And I think that's what she's trying to convey in the song. So.
Now, while we're talking about stuff like this, I mean, you also got songs like Kiss Me More. It came out originally, this was like the opening single, and then, you know, they put it at the bottom of the album. It's so unfortunate that I haven't had a new SZA project in a while, because I would love to talk about stuff like Control. She is such a fantastic artist. But honestly, I don't know what it is about Doja. She's just really good with collabing with other female artists, because you got the Ari, you got the SZA. I love T and Tamara with like Rico. And then she got that one song that she literally just did with like Nicki. She's really good with collabing with other women. She did Best Friend, literally Sweetie and all that stuff. So it's like, but Kiss Me More specifically, this song is huge and it's going to be huge for a while. And I think something that she's really strong at with this song, just like she did the Say So song, she's good at, like, I don't know what to call it, like maybe it's like a funky type vibe, like it's very old, but like she's good with like the guitars and just like in capturing like this vibe of like old school music. I think that she's really good with that. And then obviously SZA, I mean, she just does her thing. She's just such a good singer. But how did you feel about Kiss Me More? Because I think that song, I can't even say it was huge, because I think it still is huge. I think it's still doing numbers. But how did you feel about it?
When the song first came out, I didn't really know how I felt about it. I always love a SZA feature, or hearing SZA in general, but it was a little weird to me at first, but it grew on me. And it kind of has the same feel as like Say So, you know, that kind of grooveness to it. And that's, you know, a big song. And this one will also be a big song to come for years from now. I do think that, of all the singles that did come out, I would say it's probably one of the weaker singles, even though it's a big song. I just think, and I'm going to stick to it. I think, I honestly think out of all the singles, this one just wasn't as strong. Maybe it came a little later, even though it is a big song. I just think the other songs do a better job at conveying what Planet Her is as an era. I think Kiss Me More doesn't really fit the vibe of the album, despite how good the song is and despite how big of a success it is. I just don't think it's Planet Her. So,
and I mean, that's the whole point that she put at the bottom too, which is actually really good, because I didn't even think about it like that, but you're completely on topic with that. I'm actually, while we're here, what I was doing was I was checking Grammy nominations, because I know this is a Grammy nominated album. I just wanted to see what she was getting nominated for in specific. It looks like it's getting nominated for Album of the Year, which, great. I don't know if she's going to win that. We're going to go down to nominations in a few minutes. I don't think she's going to win that. And then she also got nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album. So, I mean, that's cool. I still don't think or know if she's going to get that. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, do you know who the, while I'm pulling it up, do you know who the Grammy nomination for Album of the Year is this year?
Not off the top of my head. I know hers nominated. I don't see her winning as well. I know this is not about her, but she's always nominated for some reason. Do you have the list of nominations?
So it's looking like, all right, so it looks like right now, you actually brought up some of these artists when you were talking about some of your favorite albums. So it looks like Lil Nas X, you know, Montero. You got the Japanese Breakfast. I think John Batiste. Someone named Lo. I do not know who Lo is. I'm going to have to look into that in a little bit. And then Arj Atab. I'm not sure that is Olivia Rodrigo as well, but it looks like a couple of those people are getting nominated. I think Lil Nas X might take it, or Olivia Rodrigo. Is that a hot take, though?
I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's a fact.
Yeah.
I think they're the biggest names of the year as far as like young pop artists. Yeah. And Lil Nas is a pop artist as well. I think he's a rapper, but he falls into a few categories as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see, and I know it's not about them, but Japanese Breakfast, I would love to see them win.
Mm-hmm. Doja, I also wanted to say, I'm so sorry, I forgot Justin Bieber and her. They're also on that, but continue.
Oh, Justin's nominated?
Yeah. Ooh. I totally forgot about that. Sorry.
The girlies did love Justice this year, I will say.
I think Justin's overrated. I think he's overrated.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But mm-hmm. he has a very loyal fan base, and yes. the type of music that he creates, I think, is catered to them. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the BTS fandom, how it's a very distinct taste and, you know, how it could be overrated, especially now more than ever. Mm-hmm. But it's catered to that audience. So,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't know if Doja's going to leave with any Grammys this year, but this is just a really strong year. It's just been a strong year for music, actually, if I'm going to be honest with you. But I think she'll get a Grammy at some point. I just don't know if this is the year. Mm-mm. I just don't think it'll be this year. And then you also got to battle with people like Adele and stuff. It's going to be an uphill battle altogether. But
she has to worry about Adele at the next Grammys, not the
yes. coming up. Yes. So that's why I'm like, we'll see. anyway, so back to this album. Is there any other standouts that we haven't spoken about that you were really into, Josh, here on Planet Hair?
Let me take a look.
Because I mean, just going down the stuff that we haven't spoken about, it's like Naked. We briefly spoke about it, but I Don't Do Drugs. There's Love to Dream. It's Been Like This, Options. What else has really been like catching your ear with this album?
You know, it didn't really catch my ear, but I think it's important to talk about it. I think the album itself kind of loses, I don't want to say the hype, but it does lose something for me when it gets to Love.
Momentum.
Momentum. There we go. That is the word of the day. Momentum. It loses its momentum. And it's around Love to Dream. And I forced myself to really get into that song today. And towards the end of the song, I really like it. It's a good song, but it shouldn't take 2 minutes for me to really get into a song, especially in the middle of an album. Like, you need something to, like, catch my, you know, my ears, my eyes, something. And I think she does that with You Right, with The Weeknd right after. But I think she falls back again with Been Like This. I lose interest. I know maybe people don't, but I know for me personally, like, after Love to Dream, there's not much in this album left for me to listen to.
Wow.
It's a hot take.
I mean, that's completely fine. I mean, I will say I listened to the Options a little bit, but it's not super on rotation. I honestly think that this album is heavily carried from the first half, as you're saying. And that's nothing, there's nothing wrong with that, because I think that her first half, it's a very strong first half. I mean, there's hits on hits on hits, just like no skips. But I think the second half almost feels like a throwaway a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to call it that, but also with that IG live recently, it makes me double think, like, maybe they are throwaways. I don't know. But, you know, I think all the standout songs from this album comes from the first half. And I mean, even if you look at the streaming numbers in comparison to all her other stuff, they're from the first half. So it's like there's something to say about that a little bit. But I don't think that takes away anything from her. I just think that even with performance songs, like if she was doing like a tour, I think she would perform a lot of these first half songs like Woman and Payday and Need to Know and all that stuff. And then I can see her breaking off into all her like hits from like her other projects, because Hot Pink and Amala has a lot of good stuff as well. So it's like, I wonder, is this going to be a structure issue? Because I mean, let me look at Hot Pink real quick. I mean, Hot Pink is a little bit good.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And just to add to that, I don't even think she's going to perform a lot of those songs in the beginning. Like, I've been waiting to see a Payday performance because, you know, that's the song. Have yet to see a Payday performance. So,
because I was going to say what she performed at, like, Lollapalooza. I'm pretty sure she's set to do Coachella. I remember her doing Made in America. Yeah, I don't actually think I've seen her do that yet. So that's actually very interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we see that performance at some point, because I mean, the thing with her, since she has these short bodies of work, there's not a lot of content for her to really go through because it's either hit or miss. But I mean, she makes it work out. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, out of all her projects, Josh, where do you really sit with Planet Her? Do you think Planet Her is up there, like her best body of work, or I mean, is Hot Pink or Amala better? If you've listened to those, how do you feel about this overall? Like, where would you rank it amongst her other bodies of work, or how would you give it in a number comparison? Like, would you, out of like 1 to 10, how many stars would you give it? Because I think, as you said, the first half is very strong, and like when it hits. It hits and it's like stuck in your brain. Like, you're not going to forget about a lot of these songs. But the second half is lacking, as you said. And I mean, even on the second half, like the best song of all of them is like, what, Kiss Me More. But I don't really count that. Like, it's already a hit. So it's, the second half is lacking a little bit, but, I'm just like, almost like it feels like a lot of the earlier songs are like stuck in my head at the point where I feel like I can give it that extra 0.5 that you took away from it. But fair. I completely get it.
I don't think Planet Her is her worst project, but I will say it's right under Hot Pink for me. I think Hot Pink is still her best body of work.
Okay. And I agree. I think Planet Her feels a lot more experimental than her other bodies of work. Easily, so I think that it's naturally gonna, you know, it's gonna have its fans, but it's not like there's a continuity issue a little bit. So where Hot Pink, it, you know, it's supposed to be upbeat, fun dance music, and it stays that way for like the whole time. So that's why naturally I could see that doing a lot better in comparison to a lot of these other songs. But yeah,
I would even say, I think, because I know we talked about how the ending was like, it felt a little rushed.
Yeah,
I know with Hot Pink. Hot Pink was an era, and it, you know, was a very long era. I want to say maybe 2 years, and she's really good about giving an era. So is Dua Lipa. I think those are two girls, two women who are really doing that in the industry. So I feel like her putting out Planet Her was almost like, I want to get out of this era as fast as I can. I, you know, we were all tired of seeing Say So performed, even though there's like 50 different variations of the performance. Yeah. But I think she was done with it too.
That was done with amazing. It.
We were all done. But the rock version, the punk rock, punk pop version of it, probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it was rushed. And I think it was just to get out of that era. And I think she's going to run into an issue now. Like, can Planet Her be here? Can it last long? And I think we're off to a good start, because Woman was not a song I would be a single or have a video attached to it or anything. So I think she's doing a great job in that aspect.
I think the beautiful thing about a lot of these albums that we even talk about, as you said, is what is it going to stand the test of time? I personally don't know if this album will stand the test of time, but I do think some songs here will stand the test of time. And I think that they'll be around specifically in her rotation for a long time. So I think that that's at least the good takeaway. But I don't think when people think of Doja Cat, they're going to think of Planet Her. I think they're going to think of Need to Know. They're going to think of Woman. They're going to think of Kiss Me More. They're going to think of specifics. They're not going to be like, oh, this song was off of this album. They're just going to be like, oh, that was a good song. So I might have to bring myself down to that 6.5 with you, Josh, actually, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm gonna bring myself to it. Yeah. But there you go. Is there any more about Doja Cat that we need to talk about, Josh?
I honestly think we covered most of it. I will say Ain't Shit on the album probably should have been bumped up a bit, because it's a good song. I just don't want to wait to get to it. Like, by the time they get there, I am so done with the album. I'm like, you did not space out these songs to keep me engaged. But Ain't Shit, one, that was for us. That was for us, period. But two, it just, she didn't draw me in long enough to keep wanting to listen to it. And I haven't really listened to it until it's actually been a while. I haven't listened to the song in forever. So.
She might have been better off actually releasing like a EP instead of an album and just putting our hits on here, because people would have been like, oh, that's a classic. Because honestly, imagine this first half and then Ain't Shit and keeping them all together and getting rid of everything else.
True. And I would also even add the Planet Her Deluxe tracks. Those are way better than like the bottom half of the album, especially the one with Eve. Forgot to talk about Eve. But she's featured on one of them, and I'm like, this is really good.
Yes.
So
she got Tonight. I mean, she even got that song, what was it, YY with Gunna. There was, I mean, it's not an official song, but there was a song that got leaked, and it was like a TikTok song that was called Boom. That would have been fun on here too, actually. But yeah, you know, hopefully she has like a bank of songs she's saving. Like I said, I'm also still afraid because she did on that little rant. She was like, I haven't recorded songs for months and all that. I don't know what's going on there. She has so much talent, and I don't want to see it go waste. So I can only just hope and wait and see what Doja's next move is. Cause like I said, what, we're going to be sitting in the Planet Her era for a while. I don't really expect a Doja project next year. Latest, probably like, what, 2023. That's a long time. I'm expecting some features or some songs, but I'm not expecting a project from her for a while. So hopefully she's comfortable with her Planet Her era, and hopefully it just carries over for a very long time. Well, that is... it. I think, I mean, that's everything that I have to talk about for Planet Her. Do you have any last closing thoughts about Planet Her, Josh?
I think Planet Her is a good album. I know I give it a really low score, but I do love the themes of it. I love the features. Y'all know I'm a Payday stan, and I don't know if there's another single that could come from this. Maybe Options, because the girlies love Options right now. So we'll see. But I'm excited to see what she does next. Hopefully some more features. And we know there's a SZA project coming out, so she'll probably be featured on that maybe. So we'll see.
Alright. Well, that is our review of Planet Her by Doja Cat. Fantastic artist, one of my favorites. She's such a vibe. 6.5 out of 10. So Josh, thank you for coming through. I appreciate you for talking about this project with me. What do you got going on? Where can people find you? You can plug anything.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at @isitmejoshy, aka Hey You Lopez Baby. And I talk about music a lot there. Like every single damn post in Spotify links that no one asked for. Given my thoughts on everything music, like this, I eat, sleep, and breathe it. So come there if you want to hear some more music thoughts or even reality TV. I got those as well. And thank you for having me, Isaiah. Literally anytime, anything for you.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And for me, like usual, you can find me at 8BallBangers on Twitter, Instagram, and all that other fun stuff where you can see me tweeting about reality television or music as usual. Or any of that other fun stuff, as well as you can find me on my other channel, Silent Podcast, where we talk about reality television and anime and all that other fun stuff over there as well. We will be seeing you guys next week, where I actually have a special guest coming on to speak about another special album. We know everything. I just don't want to drop it yet, but we will be seeing you guys next week.
I'm very excited for next week.
Next week is going to be a fun time. Fun time. Mm-hmm. But until then, we will see you guys. Have a good one. Bye.